Hey, we're so excited that you're joining us here on Community Church Podcast, where our prayer is that you would find a better life with Jesus and a secure place in heaven. We hope this message encourages you, and if you want to find out more ways to connect, you can visit us at forabetterlife.org.
Lord, I am ready to hear your word, to believe your word, and to live your word, because I've been chosen for victory and not for defeat, for health and not for sickness, for prosperity and not for poverty, because I am more than a conqueror. In Jesus' name and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, amen and amen. Today is with me, Pastor Alfredo. We're going to talk about the future. We have to have vision of the future so we can accomplish and fulfill God's promises.
That's right, Pastor. And I was saying earlier how important moments like this are, because they really can make a difference. Like, if you grab today's word and you believe it, God's going to set the path for you. And I don't know about that. I'll just say this again. If you have a word, you have it all. You have what you need. So be very attentive of today's word.
So today we're going to talk about seeker's vision, because we need to seek in God's kingdom, but we have to have vision. If we remember the verse that we receive from God to be the base of our conference, and not only of our conference, Father, for this coming year, is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, the Bible says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." So we want to start saying that this coming year is going to be a year in which we are going to learn how to put God above all else in life.
That's right.
That's powerful.
And that sounds so good, but if you are like us, that is not that easy.
Exactly.
And I think that when you have a vision and God speaks into your life and you start, and I start paying attention, then maybe being obedient, Pastor, won't be that hard. I know it takes some sacrifice to follow the vision, but
it's
the result, it really is. But the result product, you'll find yourself in the place that you probably are dreaming of today.
So that takes us to a question. And that question is, what has God spoken to us during this season?
Right.
And I want to declare this. And we have to understand that when we submit to God, everything can change.
Yeah.
So I want to declare that the one who submits his life to the kingdom will be greatly protected and blessed.
Mm.
And that's something important to understand, because we need to submit to God if we want to receive the blessings and the benefit. We are blessed, but the blessings will come to us if we really submit to God.
Yeah, and sometimes I think, Pastor, we take, and everybody here, I think that the word submitting is so hard. Like, to submit, it sounds so rough for us, because it sounds that submitting means losing. But when you understand, what are you submitting to? We're not talking about a government. We're not talking about a country. We're talking about the kingdom of God. And if we submit ourselves to the kingdom of God, that means that you and I are submitting to Jesus. And as hard as that can be, I think that if we are obedient and understand the benefit behind our submission, I think for us it will be a little bit easier as we get that practice on.
But the thing is that the time that we're living is a time of a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, we are passing the crisis, and I want to believe that, of the pandemic, the healthy crisis. But let me tell you that all the experts are saying that the problem in the coming month will be the economy. So we as Christians, a real Christian, we need to embrace God's principles if we want to succeed during this coming crisis. So the time to live real, or to really live God's path is this time. So it's not enough to be a superficial Christian.
Come on.
We need to love God's kingdom, and we need to learn his principles.
Come on, that's good,
and
Pastor.
That takes us to these coming verses. Psalms chapter 112, verse 1 to 3 says, "Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land, the generations of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. But the key here is not that I want to receive God's blessings and riches and wealthy,
right.
Is that I'm really willing to delight in his commands.
That's a very interesting word, because who delights on commandments, right? It's like, it's oh, you have to do this type of commandment. Oh, I'm going to delight on it. We're not used to that.
No, we don't like commands.
We don't like it. Our culture, it's more offended because you don't respect my opinion. But when it comes to the kingdom of God, you and I need to understand that every single commandment that Jesus has left for us is for our own benefit. Like God has promised a life and an overabundant life, but you and I need to delight in his commands. And I know, like I see that in my life, Pastor, and I try to navigate that, and it is complicated, but it is doable. Because when you understand that God has called you to his kingdom, you are a children, you're a child of God. You're a child of God that live under the rule of Jesus. And if we follow his commandments and we follow everything that he has set us up for success, you need to know that his commandments are there established to set you up for success in life.
And sometimes the commands are not comfortable to follow.
Right.
It's like when you are going to the gym and you have a personal trainer, that person will take you to the limit.
Okay.
And you won't be comfortable when he's saying, one more, two more, three more.
It's like, I can't do this anymore.
But that will benefit you if you follow his orders. So it's the same. Mm-hmm. And I had to say it, like I read it. We need to know and obey the orders of the king. Pay attention to this. The orders of the king to live under his blessing and protection. We need to obey God. There is no other way. It's not by feelings. It's not by your own understanding. It's because we need to obey, because we trust that he has for us is the best.
Yeah. And that's obedience is the key at the end of the day. And I want to leave this clear, Pastor, because I think, again, we have such a complicated thought with this. Because then that sounds like a dictatorship, right? Is that how you say it?
Dictatorship.
Well, he is the king. But if you start comparing Jesus the king to any other king of earth, obviously you'll be on the downside of it. But Jesus ain't no like anybody. He's nothing like any other king of earth. He is the king of kings. He is the Lord of lords. And he has your best interest in everything that he does. If you catch that revelation, you will understand that he's doing that for your own good.
And I want to repeat this. Who find great delight in his commands? So we declare that we are going to learn how to live, putting the kingdom of God above all else. But let me tell you something. We as church, we are going to enter in a season starting on October the 11th.
Yeah.
That we call 40 days in the Word.
Yeah.
Because we need to learn how to study the Word of God. We need to learn how to follow God's orders. So we're starting that campaign, and I'm really, really excited about this.
Yeah.
We have like 3 weeks of transition. It's like a bridge to start 40 days in the Word. We're going to celebrate that during the services on Sunday, in the small group as well. And everything we were going to do, we're going to be learning about the Word of God. So you have 3 weeks to restart. You have 3 weeks to reopen your group. You have 3 weeks to start coming back to church, to start in praying, to start in, you know, reading the Word of God. It's important to restart.
Yeah, and you might be asking, okay, this is pretty cool, 40 days in the Word. No, this is a statement. Like, I want you to understand that if we're going to live under the kingdom of heaven and his King Jesus, we have a guide. We'll talk about it in just a second. We're not alone. But we also have a map. Pastor has been speaking about it right now. And if we don't understand the map, we ain't getting nowhere. Now, the Word of God is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And it has everything you and I need, every promise, every commandment that you and I need to be able to succeed in life. And we're going to spend 40 days in the Word of God. Here from this place, we will teach you, we will learn alongside you how to read the Bible, how to get in the Bible, how to pray to Jesus so he can reveal what's in the Bible so that we can journey together. These 40 days, Pastor, I'm excited because I think God is going to bring completion in areas of our lives that are missing because we are not reading properly the map.
The thing is that we need to strengthen our foundations.
Right.
And if the Word of God is your foundation, you need to strengthen it.
Right.
You need to realize that your Christian life is not based on feelings.
Yeah.
It's based on the Word.
Come on. Yeah.
So you have 3 weeks from now till the 11th of October to encourage others, to help others, and to examine yourself, to make decisions about what you are going to do in the coming weeks. Mm. Because we believe that God has promises, but we need to do our part.
Yes, he does.
So this is the time to call the people that you know from community and say, hey, man, you need to come back. Mm. It's time to restart. You know, it's time to get out of the couch just watching the service on Sunday in your pajamas.
And your PJs.
Yes. And I remember one Sunday I was, you know, in the beginning of the pandemic that we used to record the services during the week, you know, and that Sunday I was in my couch watching me. I would say, wow, what a handsome pastor that church has.
That's a great church.
That's a great church. What a powerful word. So it's time to restart. Say with me, restart.
Restart.
Some of you, you have been serving and working here with us, and we thank you for everything you have done. But it's time for everybody to restart, new season.
That's right.
So the question will be, Pastor Alfredo, who's going to be leading us in this new season? Because it's going to be a discovering season.
Yeah,
it's a season to discover new things. If you are a businessman or businesswoman, in any area in your life, as a Christian, as a person, as a family member, you need to understand that we are entering in a new season. Like the people of Israel when they went into the promised land.
That's right.
That land was a new land for them. So they didn't know the detail. They didn't know how is the thing going to happen. And in the same way, we are in this season. Who is going to be our leader during this season? Let's read it.
Yeah. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10 says, however, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him, these are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.
Woo.
So good.
And I want to read this. We are heading towards a year of discovery in which we'll see the manifestation of God's glory.
Mm.
And the Holy Spirit will be our guide through this discovery process.
Wow. Yeah.
So first thing, we need to be open to be so surprised by God.
Yes. Expectant. Yes.
Yes. God, what new you are about to do in my life? Because sometimes we get so comfortable in our normal routine, spiritually speaking.
Yeah.
So we need to be open to say, okay, Lord, what are you going to do this week in my life? The new things. Show me the new things, the new ways. So be ready because he will do new things.
Yeah.
And that's important to believe.
Yeah, and I think that expectation is such a key in this aspect, Pastor. Would you remember one time? Because here we're saying church is going into a new season. No, what we're saying is you're going into a new season alongside the body of Christ that sits here and it's online right now. And I think expectation is key. Just think about it for a second. One time that you just started something new, maybe a new school, maybe a new house, maybe a new job. Do you remember last time that you started a new job? There is an expectation inside. What is going to happen? Who's going to be my coworkers? How is my boss going to be? What? I don't know. How's my desk going to look? Oh my God, what are my responsibilities? Okay, that expectation is what you and I need to have in this brand new season. We need to expect and we want to declare from this place to where you are right now in your life, in your heart, that new ways are coming, that a new path is coming, that a new space is coming from God. Like we declare and we prophesize over your life, the new of God is here for you in this season. You gotta believe that today.
Oh man. And let me tell you, there is a technology company that every, let's say, 6 months, they unveil something new.
Yeah. Mm, yeah.
And the people are like expecting.
So expectant.
What are they going to do? What new they're going to come with, you know, to this season?
How many
season?
More cameras they're going to, like 7 cameras on the back of.
Yes. If you are expecting that from that company, you have to be more expectant about what God is going to do in your
That's
life.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
That is important. So let me tell you, we as church believe this. The church will fly like an eagle. Mm. One of the winds being the temple and the houses. Mm-hmm. And the other wind will be the digital church.
Yeah.
So be ready, because the digital world is here. Mm. And we need to do our part. And if you are an entrepreneur, you need to understand that the digital world is here and you need to take advantage of that. Mm. So your business needs to evolve to a new level. Not only in person things and in person experiences like church, we need to go and we need to conquer that area as well. And we as church, we have been doing it and we will do it another level.
Yeah, I just want to say something, Pastor, because months ago, and years ago, God spoke to you. And I think sometimes we forget these messages that you sometimes give to us. But you need to understand that God is constantly speaking. And some of the reasons why we don't hear God sometimes is because we're not simply listening. Because we pay our attention on some other things. What news are saying, what your mom's saying, what you're saying to yourself. But I remember when Pastor came to us saying, hey, listen, the recession is over. I remember that so clearly. God spoke to me that we need to enter into the digital world. This is years ago, 2008 or something, Pastor.
Yeah.
And God brought him a vision. And look at us now. Look at us now, right there. We are here and we are ready. Ready for what? Ready to keep expanding the kingdom, to see lives being transformed, to continue making disciples. That's what a vision can do in your life. In 2008, God spoke to Pastor about this season. And here we stand. And the kingdom has not stopped. And the church is on a full move.
And we cannot forget that this is an spiritual warfare. Mm. It's the kingdom of darkness against the kingdom of God. Mm. The kingdom of light. And we are part of this. And we're going to fight it.
Come on.
In person and digitally as well.
Come on.
So let's do it together. And the question for you will be, it's important, where are you standing today?
Yeah, great question.
Where are you standing today? And let's talk about the standby mode.
Yeah.
Because that is the mode for a lot of Christians today. They are in a standby mode.
Yeah.
They have the power, they have the energy, but they are still. They are like doing nothing.
Yeah.
Like the people of Israel, they have the promise from the Lord to enter into the promised land. Mm-hmm. And they receive everything they needed to get into that land. Yeah. But because they're unbelieved, they stay in the standby mode for 40 years.
Yeah.
Let's read it.
Yeah. Numbers chapter 14, verses 33 and 34. On this context that we just spoke, it says, your children will be shepherds here for 40 years, suffering for your unfaithfulness until the last of your bodies lies in the wilderness. Verse 34 says, for 40 years, 1 year for each of the 40 days you explore the land, you will suffer for your sins and know what it's like to have me against you. Ooh.
I don't know if that applied to us right now, but I won't, you know, risk one more day of unbelief.
Pastor, I think it applies because we can't have two visions.
Exactly.
Because that's the vision. So when God brings his vision into our lives and we choose to have our own vision, this is what happens at the end. I know it's raw, But that's the reality.
Yeah, so we need to believe that we have a promised land in front of us, yes. But we need to do our part, regardless of the enemies that we will face during this coming season, regardless of the circumstances.
Right.
You need to believe that if you have a promise from the Lord, that promise, if you believe, it will come to pass.
Yeah.
How many of you believe that? In your, you know, in your family, in your life, in the church, in the world, if you believe, God will make it come to pass. So it's important to understand that if you have been in a rest mode, in a standby mode, in a disconnection mode, it's time to come back.
Yeah.
It's time to restart. It's time to say, Lord, I'm here and I'm ready. Can you say that with me? I'm here.
I'm here.
I want to hear it. I'm here.
I'm here.
And I'm ready.
And I'm ready.
And that is important.
Yeah. And I think we've been speaking about doubt.
I feel the anointing here.
It's here. The doubt. You know, you and I need to kill doubt. We really have to. I think doubt has the power to kill more dreams than failure will ever do in our life. Today, we want to decree and declare that doubt is cast out from your life in the name of Jesus. You and I need to get doubt out. Come on, can you say that with me? Get doubt out. We got to trust God that He has placed a vision. There is a promised land for this season in our lives. But we got to get rid of doubt in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. So you need to understand that it is the moment to act on behalf of God's kingdom.
That's good.
Mm. It is the moment. The devil is making his kingdom advance. Mm. What are we going to do?
That's right.
And the Bible said that we need to restore things. Mm. And I want to read with me in the book of Hebrews chapter 10. Let's read from the verse 24. The Bible says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
Mm.
We need to encourage one another, not giving up, meeting together, congregating, as some are in the habit of doing. So some have the habit to congregate,
right,
to come together, and others are developing the habit not to doing it.
Mm.
So we need to change that. But encouraging one another, and all the more as you see that the day is approaching. Which day? The day of the judgment.
Yep.
It's coming. So we need to understand that we need to change some bad habits that we develop during this season.
Mm.
Like watching church in your PGs. That is a habit that you need to change. But it's true. We need to restore the honor to the day of the Lord, or for the day of the Lord.
That's
it's
right.
Important.
It's important
to do it.
Yeah.
And it's important to serve as well.
Yeah.
So let's read it, what the Bible says.
It says, Joshua chapter 24, verse 15 says, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, I'm going to stop there for just a second.
Mm.
Just check if the word is speaking to you. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are now living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve the Lord. And what is impacting about this is that Joshua was saying this confrontation to the people of Israel after they conquered the promised land.
Right.
So they received the promise, they received the blessing, and a lot of the Israelites made the decision to stop serving God.
Mm.
That is very similar to some Christians. They received the blessing and they say, oh, okay, in the past I needed to serve so God can bless me, but now that I have the blessing, I don't need to serve anymore.
Mm.
So you are doing an interchange with God. So I'm serving because I need Him. No, we serve because we are grateful with Him.
Right.
Because the blessing is an inheritance.
Yeah.
It's not a salary.
Mm.
It's something that we receive as a right
as
children of God. So we need to be careful with that. So if you stop serving during this season, we are calling you, it's time to come back. It's time to restore the honor of serving God. Mm. And that is important.
Yeah, that's key, I think, Pastor. At the end of the day, I have found myself personally in that spot. Maybe even in these 6 months, I think I found myself in that spot. a rough spot. But every time you and I allow our emotions to take over, it will always affect our conviction. Now, I'm not saying ignore your emotion. I'm saying learn to manage your emotions. Because I can feel bad in the moment, it's okay. But I'm not going to allow that emotions to dictate and mess up my conviction. Now, if you've been away, if you've been away physically, I've been away in my heart. And you and I both need to find the way to where God wants us. And it is in a moment like this, like we're just speaking right now. It is a season like this that we need to restore. Not only the day of the Lord and the honor that a Sunday can have, but also that you and I have been called for service. You and I are called to bless our neighbor, to bless our community. You and I, I'm not a leader. I'm not talking about our growth track. I'm talking about your heart as a son and a daughter of God. You and I need to restore service today. God is calling us. There is a world dying outside, Pastor.
And that I remember is, that is key to
you speaking about healing our land. What a powerful series that was. I think it marked the church. And I think that's the call for you and I today. God doesn't want us to go around 40 more years around this thing, this process. No, God wants us to move forward and continue conquering in our
so
lives.
So this is not just about us. No. It's about the people that are in need of God. Mm. And we need to remember this. Remember the promises that you made to the Lord in the past. Mm. Because if you promise, God, I'm going to serve you, I'm going to follow you, you have to do it. Mm-hmm. Because he's counting on your promise to make his kingdom advance. Mm. And let's read this. This is a confrontation to close today that the Lord made to his people. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. He said to the Israelites, I, the Lord, do not change. Mm. And I want to make a pause here. He's saying that he do not change. So if he made a promise to you, he will keep that
promise.
That's
right. Mm-hmm.
If he adopted you as one of his child, he will love you forever. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that we change.
Yeah.
He do not change.
No.
But we change. We came to the Lord several months ago. Lord, I'm here, and I'm going to serve you, I'm going to love you. And then you change because of the circumstances. Now you need to come back. Mm. You need to retake your promises. So you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. And that is a promise. That is a problem, that you have turned away from the decrees, from the commands. So we cannot obey the commands when it's comfortable to do it. And we have all the circumstances in the benefit of what we had to do for the Lord. No, we need to do it. Whatever the circumstances are around you, I will keep my promises. So he is making you an invitation today that he made to the Israelites in that time. Return to me. Mm-hmm. He said that. Return to me. And I will return to you. Mm. So if you are facing a judgment, it's because you did something. So if you repent, the Lord will stop that judgment. Come to me, says the Lord, Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Mm. And that's the question to close. How are you going to return to the Lord? What habits you left? I'm talking about good habits. So we need to return to the Lord.
That's right.
So let's close today. Stand up. And if you are watching, let's take a moment to apply this.
What a question, right? We might feel that we are away, and we actually might be away, but I love the fact that the Lord is always close. Maybe your decisions, your habits today have shifted you away, but can I tell you right now that the grace of God allows you to be one thought away from God? And I love the call that the Bible is saying to you and for me. Return. Return. Maybe these 6 months for you have been just staying away. Maybe you haven't. It's great. But the Lord is right there for you, for me. His grace is available for you and for me. A seeker's vision. What are you seeking today? As we close, I want to encourage you that if you're seeking the kingdom, you may continue doing so. And that if you haven't, make the decision in this next month to little by little start seeking the kingdom and its justice. And you'll see how God starts putting pieces that are missing right now into place. We believe this season is not only a prophetic season that God is doing some crazy things, because He is doing some crazy things. In the midst of a pandemic, God's purpose has been established in our hearts. We got to believe that. But what is next for us? We got to believe that it is God doing something extraordinary in our lives and through our lives. I encourage you today, really, I encourage you to be excited, to be pumped, to be expectant that in a couple of weeks, we're going to start a whole series studying the Word of God, going back to the foundation of our belief. And I want to declare that God will speak to you. Don't miss a Sunday. On this season, try everything you can to be here or to connect, because God will speak into your life. We just got to pay attention. And if you're paying attention today, I want to remind you how much God loves you. I want to remind you how blessed you are. And I want to remind you that every morning you wake up, there is purpose getting out of that bed. And maybe right now you said, whoa, I don't feel that way. What do you mean about that? Well, maybe you have not encountered Jesus yet. And I want to give you that opportunity. We all want to give you that opportunity today. If you have not encountered Jesus, today is the day for you to start living it like God intended it. God loves you. Yes. He gave you a purpose. Yes. You are forgiven. Yes, yes, yes. The Bible says that when you acknowledge this, when you recognize this, when you start seeking Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior of this world, the one that came to restore the broken relationship that sin caused, when you start seeking Him, you find eternal life, you find purpose, you find grace and forgiveness. Today, I want to invite you to do that. That as you continue these next couple of weeks, digging in the Word and getting in His presence and seeking the kingdom first, that you can open your ears and open your heart and open your mind. If you haven't given your life to Jesus, the Bible says that there is a beginning, there's a start for you to do that. And that is to believe with your heart and to confess with your mouth. I want to invite you today, and if you're in this place and you have not given your life to Jesus, or you have feel that you've drifted away, come back to Him. The Shepherd is here to love you. The Father is here to welcome you back home. We're going to believe in our heart and we're going to confess with our mouth. I believe in my heart that Jesus is the Lord, and I confess it with my words out of the faith that I have. So can you do that with me today? As you close your eyes in this intimate moment, let's talk to Jesus for a second and say with me, in my heart, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He is my Savior. He is my Savior. He restored what was lost. He restored my relationship with God. Today, Jesus, I say thank you. I use my words to say thank you. And I give you my heart. I give you my life. I accept who you are, Son of God, Savior of my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for paying the price for my life. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message. Be sure to visit us at forabetterlife.org, where you can get connected, plan a visit to any one of our services, send us any prayer requests you may have, or take your next step in your spiritual walk. If you've decided to give your life to Jesus today, congratulations, we're so excited for you. Don't hesitate to reach out to us and connect at forabetterlife.org.